In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We have today a gospel story that on its surface seems to be about wealth or money or riches, and on a surface level it is. A young man, a young fella, who had fallen into money somehow, comes to Jesus and asks a very good question. How do I find life? How do I inherit eternal life? That greatest of all gifts, life itself. And Jesus gives him a two-part answer. First, Jesus gives him the universal path, common to all humanity. If you want life, then love. If you want life, then love. Love your neighbor as yourself. And practically speaking, don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, but instead, love. If you love, you will find life. This is the universal path for every human being on the face of the earth. Love, and you will find life. And that's the first part of the Savior's answer. Now, this young man then makes a rather bold claim that he's already mastered that, and from the time he was a child. Now, without arguing that amazing claim, Jesus then gives this young man part two of the answer to finding eternal life. And I love what it mentions in Mark's account of this story. Before answering the second part of the question, it says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus looked at him and loved him, and then gives him the answer. Now, why is that important? First, that Jesus looked at him. I mean, isn't that kind of obvious that he would have looked at him? Well, this is a different kind of looked. This is looking in him. This is looking into his heart and seeing who's really there and what that person inside really needs. And then loving him when he looks there. Loving him because of who he finds. Loving him simply because of who he is. And part two of the answer of finding life, part one was what was common to all humanity. Part two was looking into the man's heart with love and letting him know what he needs uniquely to him. He is a unique person and will have unique needs in order to find life. And after looking and loving him, Jesus deduces, you, young man, need to sell everything you have, give the proceeds to the poor, and become one of my disciples. And the young man goes away sad. He's really rich. And at this point in his life, he can't do that. He's not ready to do that, at least not yet. Now, who knows? Maybe 3 years later or 12 years later, he did it. With God, all things are possible, Jesus says. And increasing love and increasing maturity certainly won't hurt him as he grows out of his youth. But then Jesus and the crowds get into a fruitful discussion about wealth. But that's only because when Jesus looked into this man's heart with love, unloading wealth was what he needed to find life. The answer for a different person very well may have been different. Could have been the same answer. It could have been a different answer. The answer for you might be the same or might be different. Or maybe you have more than one answer that would apply to you. Let me share a true story told to me by one of my seminary professors. A man named Joseph, true story, a man named Joseph lost his wife and both children to a drunk driver. His life was never going to be the same. And he did everything he was supposed to do to deal with the pain. Prayer, counseling, meditation, therapy, medication. Still, years later, Joseph's heart grew worse rather than better. And after many, many years after the accident, he was in church one Sunday, and today's reading happened to be the gospel of that day. And in desperation, he prayed to Jesus, "What do I need to do to find life again?" And Jesus looked at him and loved him and gave Joseph the answer specific to him. And the answer wasn't move on. The answer wasn't find closure. It wasn't get past the grief. It wasn't ignore the pain. In fact, the grief and the pain are byproducts of love in a fallen world. And in some transformative way, they are part of the kingdom of heaven. There's no way that could have been the answer. No, Joseph's answer was different. Jesus told him in church that day, if you want life, you need to let go of the rage and you need to let go of the hate. Now, nobody was faulting Joseph for having feelings of rage and hate, but clinging to them and feeding them for over a decade was destroying him from the inside. And on that day, Joseph realized that letting go of the rage and the hate did not mean that he loved his family less. Letting go of the hate and the rage simply means that no matter how big the pain and the grief was, love is bigger. Love is bigger. And with work, Joseph was able to let go of the rage, and in doing so, found life again. Now, that's a big example. That's a big example. But the Lord's answer for a person can come in much smaller packages, too. You know, for one person, Jesus might say, you need to let go of the need to be right all the time. You know, I won't love you any less if you're wrong once in a while. That can eat a person enough to where they lose track of life. For another person, and this is probably particularly true today, it might be shut off your computer and throw away your phone, and you will find life. A command like that, I think, would undo many of us. Would undo many of us. And yet, deep down, many of us know that that is probably the most loving thing Jesus could say to us after looking into our heart. For still another person, Jesus might say, stop with the self-loathing, which is a false humility. Or stop with the prejudice against your neighbor. See yourself and your neighbor with the love with which I see both of you. It could be let go of a sin that plagues you. You know, in the end, there are 8 billion people on this planet, which means there are 8 billion answers to the question, what must I do to find life? You know, if you want to see the sun on a cloudy day, you don't have to add the sun. You don't have to make the sun. Thanks be to God, the sun is already there and it's always there during the day. If you want to see the sun on a cloudy day, you remove the clouds. To see light, you remove what's in the way. And so you see, this gospel story at its core is not about money per se, but it's about what this man needed out of his life in order to find life. It's about what Jesus saw when he looked at him and loved him. And I think for us, for you, a lesson to take is this. If you were to ask Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? What must I do to find life? And Jesus looked into your heart and loved you when he did, what would his answer be to you? What do you need to do? Or maybe better put, what do you need to let go of in order to find life? Amen.